Estevan. The Estevan Comprehensive School Alex football team had a slow start in their 46-6 loss at the Weyburn Comprehensive School Eagles on Friday night. But coach Mark Schott was pleased with the team's response when facing a large deficit. The Eagles returned two consecutive punts for touchdowns in the first quarter, and then the Eagles had a big offensive play for a touchdown to take an early 21-0 lead. "We were able to run the ball, finally," said Schott. "We struggled to run the ball in our first two games. We connected on some big passing plays and punched the ball into the end zone. We had two interceptions and forced multiple three and outs after that first quarter." Preston McGuire Benson scored the Alex lone touchdown in the game, while JT Schrader had 62 yards rushing on 16 carries. Dorian Sifton had 7 receptions for 63 yards. Schott noted that Khalifa Elshine had both of Estevan's interceptions on defense, and made a big catch on a third and long to keep a drive going. "He played the whole game both ways and made a bunch of tackles on defense and one key grab on offense. He played a really solid game for us, and we're looking for more games like that from him and the rest of our team moving forward." "The offensive line continues to show well," Schott said, "and has yet to give up what Schott called a true sack. Linemen have done a good job of blocking for quarterback Tristan Tober, and now it's up to the Alex to execute better offensively to sustain drives and put up points." Up next for the Alex is what Schott called a crucial game against the Moose Jaw Vanier Vikings on October 1 in Moose Jaw. Schott noted that Estevan, Vanier and the Swift Current Colts are battling for the fifth spot overall in the seven-team league. The bottom three teams will play in the Tier 2 playoff. If Estevan wins one of those two games, they will get a playoff game, and if they win two, they will host the Tier 2 final. Estevan won Tier 2 the last time it was contest in 2019. The Estevan Canet Club Viragos lost 60-0 to the host Regina Vicks on Saturday. Coach Mark Tribiger said it was a rough game, as they finished the game with just 16 players. With 9 players on the field at a time, it meant that some of the Viragos had to play both offense and defense. "The Viragos had some players who didn't dress due to sickness or who couldn't make the game. 5 were injured before the game was out." Tribiger said he was once again pleased with the performance of the defense. "Our defense was stellar. The final score was 60-0, but defense only actually gave up 30 points," said Tribiger. The Viragos' next game is October 1 at home against the Moosomin Little Generals at 6 p.m. at the Woodlawn Athletic Park's Dana Quisenz Memorial Field. The Estevan Lions Club U14 Oilers were blanked 44-0 by the league-leading Moose Jaw Vikings Saturday afternoon at Woodlawn. Coach Paul Duncan said the Vikings came to play while the Oilers started slow. They were also short players for the game. Estevan will host the Weyburn Ravens on September 27 at Woodlawn at 7:30 p.m.